This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thank God for having the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means we keep His commandments. And how can you hear without a preacher? We thank God for the great teaching that we get here in God's Covenant Church, the love that we have here in God's Covenant Church. And we are the people of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder Phillips, our elders, evangelists, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Elder Phillips didn't know my thought, but in the thought, it's all about the preacher that God sends. The one that God sends speaks the words of God. This is the holiday season time, but not for God's people. It's just another day. We're not caught up in the spirit of the world. I'm not here to condemn them. You just don't have any knowledge. We were there, but thanks be to God, we are not there anymore. We were bamboozled, but now we have knowledge about the one we serve. It's all about awakening to righteousness, and I'm grateful for our anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Before we get into the thought about awake to righteousness, we want to hear a number from our ensemble. There they be.
The law, thy will, oh how love I the name of Jesus. The word the Father gave me commands to live by. For my sight and someone to show me the way. And this one God sent measures every step I make. Not by my steps, but by fruits my spirit tells all. How the law keeps me separate from the world.
Keep me free from sin.
where they be. That's the ensemble.
All right.
Saved. That's our musicians saved. Thank God for our Elder Miles. Been in the way some time. He has a testimony today. Thank God for you, Elder.
Thank God. I keep God's commandments. I'm so happy to say in this world of turmoil and trouble, I keep God's commandments. I'm alive in God. I strive. I sin no more. I have a leader who's perfect and upright in the sight of God, who has taught me how to walk before God and to please him.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for your elder. Thank God for our sister Sandifer. In this way, in the way of holiness. Thank God for you, sister.
I'm so glad for another Sabbath day in the beauty of holiness. Thank God for a great leader that teaches every time we come in Tuesdays, Thursdays, Sabbaths, and by the wayside. God anoint our pastor to teach us the word of God. And we're being perfected by every time that we come in and every time that we're being taught the ways of God. And I'm just grateful for being here.
Thank God for you, Sister Sandifer. We have a deacon, our Deacon Curtis. He has a testimony today. When he first came in, his hair wasn't gray as it is now. Now it's hoarhead. Go ahead.
Thanking God for my great pastor. Truly thanking God for being here. Thanking God that I'm in a place where I can dwell every day and be free and separated from sin. I am so happy that God showed me this way. I have a great leader. He teaches us how to go in and how to keep ourselves. And I am so thankful that I know how to keep myself, and that's why I'm with God. I'm with God every day because I can keep myself, and it's a blessing. Believe me, it's a blessing. Thank God for my
great
pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon Curtis. It's called the power of the Holy Ghost. You can jump around and shout and run up and down the aisle and march in two blocks away, but if you don't have power to keep yourself unspotted in this world, you do not have the Holy Ghost, which means you don't have Jesus, which means you're not saved. We're here to teach. Deacon Fina, what's our announcement?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for our Deacon Fina. We honor all of our officers here and all that hear my voice. If you've been sent by God, no doubt you recognize the words of God. We're here not to ridicule anybody. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we are against principalities and powers that don't align with God's way and God's principles. This is the holiday season, and I'm not here to bash anyone for being caught up in this world, in this spirit. We were there. Mm-hmm. We were sinners, thanks be to God. We're not anymore. But we're here to bring you knowledge because the world is in gross darkness. We're here to shed light. Yes. We're not here to bash anybody, but just to bring knowledge.
Yes, Pastor.
About the Holy One of Israel. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful. Yes.
We want to talk about awakening to righteousness.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Because so many say, well, Jesus is our righteousness. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're here to teach you, knowledge about the Lord. You find that the Lord came here to witness to the truth, witness to righteousness, to be a witness to holiness, to be a witness to the prophets.
Yes, Pastor.
A witness to his word and to carry out his word because he is the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 34.
All right.
I say again, we're here to bring knowledge. We're not here bashing anyone. But I want to quote what our brother Paul said.
All right, go ahead, Pastor.
One Lord, right. One faith. Not many out here, just one. One baptism.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't shy down from that just because you say you're Presbyterian or you're a Catholic or you're this and that. There's only one faith. Mm-hmm. One Lord, one faith. That's what the word says.
Yes, Lord.
And I stand with the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Corinthians 15 and 34. What does it say?
Awake to righteousness.
Wake up to righteousness.
Mm-hmm. And
that's what
not.
This is all about. The thought is about righteousness, awakening to it. Mm-hmm. It's more than just saying Jesus. If you don't know what he stands for, say, Jesus is my rock. That's true. Jesus is a rock. He's my rock. The rock is the truth. He's also the truth. Isn't that beautiful? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So let's not just get caught up and say, well, he's my righteousness. If you don't do righteousness, he's not your righteousness. Because he is righteous. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
He's the king of the righteous.
Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Lord. Yes.
Awake to
righteousness.
What?
And sin not.
Now listen to what we say. Sin not. That's what the word says. But these preachers say you can't help but sin. So somebody's contradicting here.
Right.
You're going against what the word is saying. Don't do it. You're
right.
Saying you can't help but do it. So if you're saying you can't help but do it, you're lying.
Right.
And the people don't have knowledge. Sin not. What? Mm-hmm.
For some have not the knowledge of God.
It's all about the knowledge of God.
Mm-hmm.
Some don't have it. And I say that some is 99 3/4 of the people.
Yes, Pastor.
Because God only got a small remnant with the knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Some have not the knowledge of God. What?
I speak this to your shame.
And this is shameful. Mm-hmm. How the people don't have any knowledge about who they claim they're with.
Yes. Yes, Pastor.
Let's go to Ephesians 4.
Beautiful.
And 11.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone say, I know the man. No, you don't.
All right.
Because he's not a man anymore. If you know the man, you must have been back there when he took on flesh and blood. You must be old as old if you know the man. I know the Lord. I know his spirit. I know his way. I know God. God is a spirit. Isn't that beautiful? God is a spirit. So let's know. So I know the man. No, you don't. Ephesians 4:11.
And he gave some apostles.
Now, listen. Some have not the knowledge because you don't have the one that God have given.
That's right.
He gave what?
Some apostles.
God gave some apostles.
And some prophets.
He didn't give all these so-called prophets and preachers. He gave some what?
And some pastors and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
Now, he didn't give every evangelist because your name may be Graham Cracker. Don't mean God gave you.
All right, Pastor.
Whatever your name is. He gave some evangelists
mm-hmm.
and some
pastors.
Not
and
all pastors are given by God. Some pastors, some teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
And the ones that are given that he's talking about here are what?
For the perfecting of the saints.
It's for the perfecting of the saints mm-hmm. as one say, well, this one and that one is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? What kind of place is that? Like in the scripture?
That's right.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, Pastor.
We're not talking about Christians. I don't mind being called a Christian, but I understand the root of it.
All right.
We were first called Christians by those that didn't believe God. And they kept that saying. But Peter, James, John, and Paul and the rest, they were called saints.
All right.
That's what it's talking about here. Jesus is going off scene now.
Right.
It didn't say for the perfecting of Christians, for the perfecting of the saints.
Yes, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
for the work of the ministry.
This is the work of the ministry, not with these jackleg preachers telling you all, we got a great commission. If your commission ain't to perfect the saints, you ain't got the calling God is calling for, and you haven't been sent where God sent them.
Yes, yes, Pastor.
God sent them to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Those that are lost in this world trying to find God. What?
For the edifying of the body
this
of Christ.
This is what we're doing today, attempting to edify the body.
Yes.
Those that say they're called by his name, we're attempting to edify, bring you out of darkness, bring and shed light to you. Mm-hmm. What?
Till we all come in the unity
of the faith. All are not coming in unless somebody's there to bring you in. Mm-hmm. To the knowledge, what?
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Of the knowledge of who Jesus is, mm-hmm. of the Son of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Unto a perfect man.
Wait a minute. Unto a perfect man. Right. Say that again. Read it again.
All right.
What? This is what he gave these for.
All right.
Till we all come, what?
Uh-huh. In the unity of the faith.
Now, let's be unified here. Mm-hmm. The faith is believing God's word.
Yes, Pastor.
Because when you believe in God's word, that's what makes you righteous.
Yes.
When you receive God's law by faith, which means by working it and believing in it. Not the law of circumcision, but the law of life.
Pastor.
Till we all
come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
All come in the unity of the knowledge of who God is. The knowledge of the Son. What?
Unto
a perfect man. So if you don't believe in perfection, we're not unified here.
All right.
Everyone hear my voice. What church you go to, if it's not teaching perfection, holiness, we're not unified.
Right, Pastor. That's right.
And we're not coming together. But we're supposed to sow the seed, preach the word, till we all come into the unity.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
What?
Unto a perfect man.
Yeah, we're going unto a perfect man. Isn't that
right.
beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Romans 10 and 13.
Yes.
I hope everyone that hear my voice enjoy and meditate and ponder what I'm saying. If you have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
If it sounds like what's being said is right, what I'm saying is scripture. It's not anything I'm making up.
Yes.
Romans 10 and 13, what does it say?
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now, he's not talking about just anybody, because anybody can say that. They don't make them saved. But it's letting you know there's a process here. There's no respect of persons with God, but you got to follow the process. What?
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Now, you just can't, you ain't never heard about Jesus. You believe, oh, I believe in him. He came and died. I believe that before I got the knowledge.
Yes.
But how can you call upon him in whom you have not believed? You haven't heard the story about the true knowledge about him. What?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How are you going to believe in him? You really haven't heard about how he lived. How he is, he's the Holy One of Israel, not of Christians per se, but of Israel, which make you a true Christian.
Yes.
But of Israel, of God's people, the Holy One, not the Baptist one,
right.
not the Presbyterian one, not some kind of Lutheran one, but the Holy One.
Right.
It's holiness. What?
Yes. And how shall they hear without a preacher?
And how can you hear unless someone is bringing you the knowledge, like unto what the scripture is telling you?
All right.
What?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Now, I got a preacher, but how can they preach except God send them? Because that's who God gave to send.
Yes.
Those that are talking about perfection and holiness.
Right.
And talking about what's written. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Say John.
Yes, Pastor.
3
mm-hmm.
and 34.
Beautiful.
Let's go there.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Thank God. We're supposed to be lively stones here.
Yes.
And I trust that we stay lively. Don't let this broadcast shut anybody down. I know we're all together here. We're a small multitude, but don't look like you don't know what to say.
Go ahead.
If you don't know what to say, just look at this looking at me. That means you ain't got nothing on the inside.
Go ahead.
So I should be stirring up something here. Thank God. Yeah, I said, well, he upset. No, I'm just fervent about what I'm saying. Say John 3 and 34. I don't want to see nobody looking funny out here.
All right, Pastor.
Thank God. Go ahead.
All right, Pastor. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
I didn't write that, but that's a true saying.
Yes, Pastor.
He that's sent by God speaketh the words of God. That's the only thing I'm bringing. It's what the word is saying.
Yes, Pastor.
Word said he was in the heart of 3 days and 3 nights. The Lord spoke that out of his own mouth. You can't get 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth from Friday to Sunday.
No, you cannot.
You.
Go ahead.
Baby math teachers and
go
believers.
Ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
That's funny math stuff. They ain't even invented that one yet.
Go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead.
Read it again.
Yes, Pastor. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God.
What?
For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him.
God don't give the Spirit of the one he sent by measure. They can bring forth knowledge in time because the Spirit of God moves them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Says, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, I'll be a God in the midst. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All right, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 15 and 34.
Beautiful,
keep this
beautiful
thought in our mind.
Yes,
about waking up out of the dust of the earth.
Because
that's where everybody's in.
Yes.
Until you come to God, you're in the dust of the earth. That means you're just in the flesh.
Yes.
That means you're in the earth. You're just earthly.
Yes. Yes,
1 Corinthians 15, 34, what does it say?
Awake to righteousness.
Wake up.
Yes.
And sin not.
Wake and sin not.
Yes.
What?
For some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame.
It's shameful how the church world just get caught up in everything moved down the pike. Church world look just like the world.
Yes. Yes.
Say, I got saved and still sucking on bottles.
Right,
ripples and stuff. Daiquiris and all that junk.
All right,
everything they do, you do. Earrings in your ears, coming into church, earrings. All this stuff is not godly, it's not holy. Don't mean at one time they didn't do those things, but at a time like this now, it's not God's way. That's the way of the world.
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 3 and 7. Let's see what 1 John is saying.
Beautiful, Pastor.
God said, wake to righteousness and sin not.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Thank God. 1 John 3 and 7. What does it say?
Little children.
Little children. Now, that's the mindset to have.
Yes, Pastor.
A mind like a child. Don't get offended. Say, look at him calling us little children.
Thank God.
If you got a problem with that, you are not in God. Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
Let no man deceive you. Now you said, now you can call that devil that man because he's a man of sin.
Yes.
And the reason why you can call a man of sin because he's in a body.
Yes.
Let no man deceive you. What?
He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Then he says that the Lord, he is of a righteousness.
Yes.
But it's telling you if you don't do righteousness, you're not righteous. If you do righteousness, then you can say the Lord is my righteousness. Because
yes.
Your righteousness, he is righteous.
Yes.
And he is the word.
Yes.
And the word is what makes you righteous.
Yes.
Read it again.
Yes, Pastor. Little children.
Little children. Don't get upset as I say now. Say, what John calling me a child for?
Because
you got a man spirit. You need to calm down and get humble.
Go ahead. Yes, Pastor.
And say, yay, Lord.
Lord.
Little children.
Let no man deceive you.
Let not these preachers and grandpa and grandma and the people down the street deceive you and across town, wherever they might be.
All right.
Your best friend. Oh, they like a mother to me. They're like Mother Teresa. Don't let them deceive you.
Right,
what?
He that doeth righteousness. Is righteous, even as he is righteous.
Now, wait a minute, say. Well, the Lord said, I don't sin no more. The Lord said, which one of you convinced me of sin? Now, if I said it, what's the problem? What's the problem? I say, you're not convincing me to have the gods you got or to sin against God's word. What's your problem?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8255. 302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.